This is Maxing Out Podcast, Episode 11, Flying and Holding On.
Let's extol the virtues of our own Captain Dave.
Listen up, it's Captain Dave. He knows a thing or two. He's walked the plank and swabbed the deck and kissed a kangaroo. It's Captain Dave. Don't call him Captain Crunch. So hoist away your scary legs. He's treating us to lunch. Oh, listen up, it's Captain Dave. Hey, he sailed across the waves. Hey, he's balding but he's brave. Hey, he likes to play croquet. Hey, he's got a dossier. Hey, he eats at Chick-fil-A. Hey, maxingout.com.
What?
Hello, mates. It's Captain Dave, and it's time to talk about flying and holding on. Not long ago, I was down in the Everglades, and I was watching dragonflies as they were landing on blades of sawgrass. Those dragonflies are my teachers. When I watched them doing their thing, I learned tons of lessons that helped me make my life into what I want it to be. Dragonflies are like humans. In their short lives, they spend their time doing two major things. They're either flying or holding on. Most of the time, dragonflies are flying, flapping their wings a bazillion times a second as they zip from place to place. Occasionally, I see them with their landing gear down, holding on to sawgrass. I do the same things, except that most of the time I'm holding on, and only occasionally I spread my wings and fly. Sometimes I even forget that I have wings. Every morning, God drops a new day in my lap and gives me the opportunity to fly. The trouble is that too much of the time I'm holding on when I should be flying. Even after sailing around the world on a yacht, even after navigating through pirate-infested waters, even after surviving the savage seas, my inner voice tells me to hold on and do the safe thing when it should be encouraging me to fly. I'm beginning to wonder whether my inner voice has a problem. Holding on has two major problems. First, holding on keeps me where I am, stuck in a no-growth zone. Life is about growth and change, and if I'm not growing and changing, then I'm wasting my life. I'm dying before my time, and life is too short for that. It's a big world out there with hundreds of countries to visit and thousands of opportunities for adventure. I'm going to tell you a secret. The reason God gave me a new day is so I could do something new with it. I'm not supposed to do the same thing today that I did yesterday. That would be going into rewind and making my life into a rerun. What a waste. Every day is a new life. Yesterday was my old life, and today is my new life. If I live right today, I will make it into something entirely new. I will break new ground and become a new person, different from the one I was yesterday. The second problem with holding on is that I usually hold on to the wrong things. I hold on to stuff. Just look at my yacht. It's now floating about 12 inches below its designed waterline because of all the stuff I have on board. And then there's all the stuff I have in storage facilities waiting for the day that someone finally disposes of it in an estate sale. I'm not the only one afflicted with this curious addiction to stuff. Just drive down the streets of America and you'll see people cramming their stuff into storage facilities everywhere. There's only one thing that I should hold on to, and that is love. Stuff comes and goes, but love endures forever. I've owned a lot of things in my life, and I've discovered that the best things in life still are free. I'll tell you what I want. I want good health, I want a heart full of love, and enough freedom chips to keep on trucking. If I have those three things, I have everything I need to fly. Thank you, Mr. Dragonfly. Thanks for reminding me to let go and spread my wings and fly. And thanks for reminding me that life is good.
Check out www.maxingout.com for travel journals, awesome photos, and previews from our Red Sea Cruising DVD.